Today we're going to talk about the urban legend of the Great Government Grant. At the Small Business Development Center, we periodically get flooded with phone calls from people looking for grants to start a business. After about 100 of these calls, I'm tempted to reply, "No problem. How much do you need? Do you prefer cash or check? Large or small denominations?" TV charlatans hawking books listing free money sources usually spark these grant-seeking telethons. Unfortunately, it's up to us to inform the born-again entrepreneur that there's no pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Many grant seekers express shocked disbelief, especially when I tell them there are some grants available, but not for your everyday run-of-the-mill business managed for profit. If General Motors Corporation wants to build an auto assembly plant in McIntosh County that will employ 500 people, then yes, money will be made available to the company to put in sewer lines or train new workers. In addition, the company will probably negotiate various tax credits. Or if you happen to be a scientist on the verge of discovering a cure for cancer, or perhaps you've developed technology that will allow the Army to track down Osama bin Laden, then there could be grant money for you. In fact, under a Small Business Administration program, 10 federal agencies offer Small Business Innovation Research, that's SBIR for short, and Small Business Technology Transfer, STTR grants. These grants are free money, but competition for these funds is intense, and you can't just apply for the money. Each federal agency releases specific requests for research projects. To apply for these grants, you must write a detailed application that is typically written and reviewed by experts. Most of the subject matter requested by the federal agencies is highly specialized. For example, the Army recently awarded a grant to a company to develop a fiber optic wave absorption biosensor. You can find more information about these grants and the federal agencies that offer them at the following Small Business Administration website. Go to www.sba.gov/SBIR. So you're not a scientist but still need money. If you want free money to start a lawn care service or open a beauty parlor, forget it. You'll have to get your money the old-fashioned way. Use your own or borrow it from family, friends, or the bank. Even that option, if done correctly, requires significant effort. At the SBDC, we try to convince everyone who's thinking of starting a new business to write a detailed business plan. If they intend to borrow the money from a bank, a business plan is essential. And we know a business plan makes sense even if you plan to use your own money, family money, or borrow from a friend. Explaining what's required in a business plan and how long it takes to produce a good one separates the truly motivated from what we call the SFNs, something for nothings. Having explained that grant money is tough to come by and that money borrowed from family, friends, or the bank requires a healthy chunk of work to produce a good business plan, the more persistent SFNs will implement Plan B. I don't want to do all that. Just give me the names of some investors who will help me start my business. At this point, I'm tempted to blurt out, "I recommend you start with Bill Gates and Warren Buffett. Here are their phone numbers. Tell them I said hi." For those of you who have some common sense, remember what your mama told you. There is no free money.